With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration's nickname for a new detention center in Indiana sparking a backlash. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a facility in the state of Indiana will house immigrants facing deportation. Officials are calling it the Speedway Slammer. The agency posted an image of an IndyCar-style race car emblazoned with the word ICE. Speedway, which hosts the Indianapolis 500, issued a statement saying the town was not involved. And IndyCar asked that its intellectual property not be used. But DHS officials said they won't stop promoting the nickname. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Major protest in Britain. Police have arrested more than 360 people in central London as supporters of a recently banned pro-Palestinian group flouted the law as part of their effort to force the government to reconsider the ban. A solid no from Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky dismissed the planned summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zelensky stated that any peace deal excluding Kyiv would lead to dead solutions. Any decisions that are against us, any decisions that are without Ukraine, are at the same time decisions against peace. They will not achieve anything. In a recent statement posted to Telegram, Zelensky said Ukraine's territorial integrity, enshrined in the Constitution, must be non-negotiable. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
In the meantime, President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin will be meeting now. They'll hold talks coming up Friday, meeting in Alaska. Three people have been shot and killed in a home in Dallas overnight. No arrests have been made. This is SRN News. Gay pride events are, well, going out of style.
Ever since President Trump returned to the White House, LGBT activists across the nation say nobody wants to bankroll their events, and volunteers are in short supply, too. This has prompted the cancellation of some gay pride parades and the scaling back of others in several states. A growing number of big corporations getting off the LGBT bandwagon these days, and that has sharply reduced the cash that organizations could count on to fund their events. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Armed Forces have had chaplains for all of its 250 years. In 1775, George Washington made a declaration that has shaped the military ever since when he said, "We need chaplains." Today, across the globe, thousands of clergy in uniform continue to provide counsel and care to who knows how many different military members of different faiths. This is SRN News. The Trump administration winning an appeal in the high-profile case over immigrant deportation.
A split appeals court panel has tossed out a judge's contempt finding against President Trump's administration in a case over deportations to an El Salvador prison. The decision comes after planes carrying Venezuelan migrants landed at the prison, even after U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said in court that they must return to the United States.
That is correspondent John Scott. Scary moments last night in Atlanta when Detroit Lions safety Maurice Norris went down after trying to make a tackle. He was hospitalized and is doing much better today. The game was suspended with Detroit ahead 17-10. Also from the NFL, happier note, Tom Brady's statue has been unveiled in New England. It weighs a mighty 6 tons. And on the podium, it stands 17 feet tall. More details at srnnews.com.